With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's on your mind, Miss Pearson?
You're in a world of trouble. Your sugar daddy is tapped out.
You letting that Pearson woman get in your head again, aren't you? She's playing you.
Take away his power. Unless this is about something else. Is there something else, Mr. Mayor?
Pearson, Season 1, Episode 6 is over. And if you're ready to hear us talk about the donor that suits yourself, I'm Rob Sestrino, back here with the guy who's ready for peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. It's Chappelle.
Now, wait.
Yes.
Now, there you go. I didn't know you knew that song, Rob.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, back in the day, before we had TikTok, you just went to a web page and then you watched a little graphic of a banana dancing and they would just sing the same song over and over again. And then there was no other, you couldn't swipe to the next thing. You just watched that one over and over and over again.
Okay, Grandpa, let's get you back to bed.
That's what you did.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, sure, sir. Sure, sir. Mm-hmm. Now tell us more about, VHSs and other things of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Blu-ray, Rob?
Blu-ray.
Stuff up.
What about a laser disc?
Yeah, don't know her. Sorry.
I never met any person who ever had a laser disc player, but I used to go, they used to have a thing called the record store. Then you could go into the record store and then you'd see these giant things. It was like huge. It was gigantic thing. Like, this is a laser disc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure, Rob. Uh-huh. Tell me more things. Mm-hmm. What else about DVDs and things of the past?
All right. We're here. The donor. We're episode 6 of Pearson. I'm starting to get a little I have this pit in my stomach here with Pearson. Here's why.
Talk to me. Okay.
Because I feel like we're sewing all these threads. This show is ending in 4 episodes. And I don't think we're going to resolve it all by then.
I don't think they intended on it to end in 4 episodes, Rob. So yeah, they probably were leaving room for a little bit more story for next season. But yeah, I highly doubt that we're going to get to the bottom of what sounds like a couple murders.
Couple of murders. Point. Where's Yoli's mom? I mean, really, when Yoli's mom got deported by ICE in this episode.
Okay. She is detained.
Detained allegedly. By ICE.
We don't know that she is deported.
We don't have enough stuff going on that we got to get ICE involved with this.
Yeah, F ICE. Listen, here's the thing. We still hadn't figured out Yoli's purpose until this episode. Because quite frankly, she's not great at her job with Jessica. Jessica's given her multiple chances. They don't get along very well. She doesn't know how to stay out of her business. And I was thinking, okay, Yoli can't be long for this world. But now with this ICE thing, I'm thinking, okay, I guess they're trying to make it make Yoli important to the show. But picking 4 episodes before the finale, I'm starting to question how that's even going to work out. You know, I'm assuming maybe the ICE situation is the big boss.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's about to have to.
It feels like that's unrelated.
Yeah, but I feel like Jessica's going to have to take her eye off the ball, right? Like, she's focusing right now on the Pat McGann stuff, and we know that there's a bigger bad guy behind Pat McGann as well. But I think in the meantime, she's not going to be able to complete her task because Yoli in this ice situation, you know, this season is very much centered around family, right? So we see Jessica and her family with Angela and Lily and the kids. And now we're going to see, you know, what it looks like when somebody else's family is in jeopardy. So maybe that'll be something that they have to address in the next four episodes. I don't see them figuring out everything, though. You're probably
right. When we met Yoli's parents, like, I have a bad feeling about this. Like, Yoli came home and, like, the father is like, Yoli, I love you. You're the best daughter ever. Like, too good, too perfect.
Yeah. It was like, we'd never cared before about this woman and her family and her dad.
We never met them.
I thought Yoli wasn't going to make it. I put in my notes.
Oh.
Like, because they were like, hey, Yoli, we're so proud of you. Isn't your mom proud of you? She's so proud of you. I'm your dad. I'm
you
thought so
Yoli
proud
was going to die? Doing good.
I didn't think she was going to make it through the episode. No, I put in my notes. Hold on. Let me go find them. It says, yeah, Yoli is going to die.
Oh, my God. That would have been very bleak.
I thought it was happening. Well, this is not a bleak show.
It's very bleak.
It's very bleak. Yeah. I told you, the filter is bleak, but then also storylines are bleak because I can't think of many bleaker topics than ice. You know, like, that just came out of nowhere. As a Texan, ice is always kind of like in the atmosphere as people are talking about it.
Forgive me. They're still out there, ice. I feel like you don't ever hear about ice anymore.
Oh, in Texas, ice is every day.
Yeah.
They be out here. Yeah. But in Chicago, I was shocked.
I don't know if they have good PR or bad PR because you don't hear about ice anymore.
Yeah, no PR is the best PR or something. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing.
Is Derek from the mayor's office working for ICE now? Because I feel like that they used to have very bad PR.
So the thing is, the pro-ICE people want you to know all the cool things ICE are doing for them, right? Mm-hmm. So they talk about it. And then the anti-ICE people hear those things and they're like, that's disgusting. Well, then it's like, well, ICE still exists, but the anti-ICE people are in charge. So like, we got to just silence ICE. Like, they're doing stuff. Mm, we can't talk about it. People are going to get mad at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we silence all the people talking about that. So that's kind of the struggle here. It's just like, ICE is still a thing. I just didn't know it was a thing in Chicago. Are they deporting people to Canada?
I don't know. Unclear.
Like, in Texas, it makes
sense.
But in Chicago, I was like, I didn't know they were just out
there.
They
did film the show in Los Angeles. I don't know. Maybe they got...
Maybe they got confused. The other thing is that they detained her before on a bus, and then they told her like she got to do like check-ins to make sure she's like.
They had a random stop on the bus.
That happens. That happens. I know somebody it happened to, and he's currently living in Guatemala and been there since we were in college.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is crazy. But they did not give him a second chance to just do random check-ins like they're doing. Her mom, like, she has to.
Now
like,
they
I guess
put
check
people
in
on a bus.
They put him on a bus and they put him out. You know, they put him on Con Air, Rob. It was crazy. But anyway,
Con Air.
Yes. And dropped him off in Guatemala. But listen, I could tell you some stories, but anyway, as far as, mom here, she got detained and then they told her, okay, well, come check in every other week or whatever the case may be, I guess, so they can make sure that she's doing something to remain in the country. And it seems like whatever she's supposed to be doing is almost like a probationary thing. Whatever, she must have violated it, or maybe they just got tired of dealing with her. But yeah,
where's Mike Ross? Somebody get Mike Ross on the phone.
Well, now that you mention it, is this the perfect opportunity to bring in our high-powered lawyers from ZSLWW?
Maybe, but Jessica doesn't even know about this.
Jessica doesn't know about it yet, but Yoli got to come to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so when she comes to work, she's going to tell Jessica, because Jessica was peeping it. Throughout this episode, there's a couple moments where Yoli is supposed to be working, but her phone is blowing up because her dad hasn't seen mom. And, you know, we can tell something's got her attention. And so eventually, you know, Yoli goes and finds this out. But for a second, Jessica's looking at her like, well, girl, what is so important that you and your phone and I'm trying to get this work done? So it'll come out soon. And if they can't get ZSLWW to come, Mike Ross wouldn't be a horrible opportunity, like a horrible person to come back and fight this kind of battle for them.
Okay. This would be up his alley. What about Oliver?
No. What? Listen.
What about Nathan from the clinic? Is he around?
The clinic ain't helping, unless it's Mike Ross. Like, that clinic would help.
What about the woman that went to go see her father? But I feel like that she went to Chicago.
Did she go to Chicago?
I don't remember where she went.
You're making stuff up now. Jeff Malone is right there, and I know he's not getting the call because in this episode, again, Jessica and Jeff Malone, just they just don't work for me. They just, I get nothing from them.
I thought this was the worst Jeff Malone episode through all of Jeff Malone's history on the show.
The bar is in hell. Like the bar is literally down here, and we're just like hanging out. And so for me, it felt like every other Jeff Malone episode. Like, why was this any worse than the rest
of them? Okay, I'll tell you why. That Jeff Malone comes back and he's been working on his case, and it's like he's like all like jealous about Jessica. Like he came back and caught her talking with what, Nick Novak? Is that his name?
Nick D'Amato.
Nick D'Amato. Who's Nick Novak?
Nicky D.
Who's Nick Novak?
No. Bobby Novak is his brother. So Nick D'Amato and Bobby Novak are half siblings.
Football place kicker, Nick Novak.
For which team?
The Texans?
There's no way you heard that name from the Texans and remembered it.
I probably had him in fantasy at some point.
There's no way Nick you had Novak. Nick Novak in fantasy. Why did you draft him?
He was the Chargers kicker in 2014.
Okay, maybe you got him from the Chargers, but there's no way you got him from the Texans. Stop mm-hmm. it. Shenanigans.
He's kicking in the XFL.
Ah, that are we gonna follow the career of Nick Novak now?
Bob. So Nick, what's his last name?
Nick D'Amato.
Nick D'Amato. Yeah, and so that he saw Jessica talking to Nick D'Amato. And so first he like gets up in he's like asking Jessica, so I saw you with that guy. What's going on? And she's like, I was just like telling a story about
my driver.
Like I was telling him about like Quentin and because the mayor's wife has MS. He's like, it's a pretty personal story. You don't even talk about that with me. It's like
he was like, because the mayor's wife has MS, he's dealing with that. I'm trying to bond. It's Nick D'Amato's sister-in-law.
And so he has that. And then later on, he goes like up to Nick and is like, just so you know, like I'm dating Jessica and I work for the Justice Department. So you better not mess with me. What is that, Jeff Malone?
No, to me, it came off like, hey, because he says, you know, Jessica tells me everything. And it's like, okay. He's like, yeah. So if you ever want to tell Jessica something and you feel like you should tell me, just here's my car. You can just tell me what's going on in her life.
Yeah.
Like, cause she basically is going to tell me anyway, you know, ha ha ha. So get out of here, Jeff Malone. Shoot.
Yeah.
Beat it.
And then I guess he helped with Angela in the end, but even then, like, it just felt like that he was, he was like all like annoyed with Jessica. He's like you don't even know these people. These people are strangers.
Right. They're not your family.
Like, I'm your family. Not them. Like, so why are you paying attention to them? Just leave them alone.
I don't
Who cares?
See her ring on her finger. You're not her family. How are you just going to say you her family just because y'all have been dating? Y'all don't even like each other like that. I don't like him. Yeah. And then he goes to Angela and he's like, Angela, you need to open your heart to Jessica because you're ruining my relationship. God, it's putting a strain on us. Like, this woman is about to end up homeless. They're about to demolish the housing project while she's living in it. They're basically going to knock down the next one. And there's going to be like sulfur and crap in the air and all kinds of stuff. Her kids are going to have to deal with demolition going on outside her door. And you're like, but Jessica and I, we're having problems because you won't be friends with her. God, do it for me. It's just like, what the hell is wrong with you? You're rich. You're rich. Leave me alone. Yeah. Jeff Malone sucks. I feel vindicated.
Yes.
If you watch this episode and you're not anti-Jeff Malone by now, I'm sorry.
This was the worst all-time Jeff Malone appearance, I think.
He was just striking out left and right. The best thing he did here in this episode was... No, there's nothing. Because even when he comes home, he's like, it's Jessica, I'm used to you cooking for me. Why haven't you made any food?
What did he say? It's like, where's my spaghetti bolognese?
My beef bourguignon. I was like, get the fuck out of here, Jeff Malone. Yeah, Jessica's a busy woman.
Jeff Malone is pretty bougie also. Like, he was like, on like his like cappuccino maker.
Right. Now, to be fair, Jessica did used to cook for Harvey. Not for everybody, but we've definitely seen Harvey show up in his apartment and Jessica's in there like at the stove, like, oh, Harvey, didn't expect to see you here. Jeff Malone, She's just not that into you. Get over yourself. This is gone on too long. I'm sick of this. Stop the charade.
Yeah, well, he was in a bad mood because that Jessica was supposed to take the day off and stay in with him, and then freaking Angela came and knocked on the door.
God forbid her poor relatives that are getting their house demolished need their rich relative mm-hmm. to do them a favor. God forbid. This guy sucks. He's a piece of work, man.
I think he's gone in the next episode. I think he goes back to Florida.
Well, he gave his card to Nick D'Amato, like, you know, I'm finna go, so, you know, mm-hmm. keep me posted.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we get him in the finale.
He is a lawyer, and Jessica don't ever ask him to do no lawyering for her. Even when he worked for her, Jessica was like, no, Jeff, you're just not that guy. And here we are. You know, I tried to put a stop to this. I don't know why the show is trying to make this happen, but they got to let it happen. Angela even lied and said this man is very Morris Chestnut. Don't do it. Don't do that. Don't give him that kind of clout. He hasn't earned what Morris Chestnut has earned.
So let's talk about what's going on with the mayor here in this episode. And the mayor is, you know, he's got a lot going on, being pulled in lots of different directions. And so.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, like, personally and professionally, he's being pulled in some different directions. Of course, we know his wife back home that, you know, she has MS. She needs to get shots. He needs to administer them. At the same time, he has the stuff going on with Carrie. But that's more at the end of the episode. I guess let's talk about the, like, actual Pat McGann struggle. And Jessica seems to feel like Pat McGann is not flush with cash. He's in a little bit of a bind. And Jessica basically is telling Bobby, Pat McGann is broke.
Yeah. He's like, he doesn't have the money you think he is. And that's the whole thing. Pat McGann finances Bobby's political career. And so he's stuck with him. I'm making you the mayor. I'm going to make sure we fundraise to make sure that this this community organizer, Carlos Salazar, does not take your job. So Bobby needs Pat McGann. But at the same time, if he ain't got no money, and we know he doesn't because we know he has outsourced his business ventures to China and is dealing with a billionaire who can fund all of this. And so yeah. Jessica's just trying to lace Bobby up on what's going on. And Bobby's kind of torn. Like, I mean, it sounds feasible, but I don't know if I believe Jessica. And I'm like, Bobby, come on, man, stop it. You know Pat McGann ain't got no money.
But Pat McGann, you know, he's getting this money and he's giving it to Bobby. And that's one thing. But can I complain about something for a minute?
Go ahead, by all means.
So, Chappelle, I've got the president of the United States emailing me constantly asking me for money. What's up with that? Hey, how about you, the most powerful person in the world, not ask me, guy minding his own business, for $10 every 5 minutes.
You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to explain this to me. I used to just text Beto O'Rourke back. Like, no, you give me money, Robert. Give it to me.
Hey, I'm the leader of the free world. Rob, can I have some of your money? Why?
Why? Go get some of this money from these billionaires. They got it. No. That's not how politics work. They have to go and crowdsource and ask for money and then build a whole campaign. This man was an alderman. And Pat McGann, broke ass, put him in office. That means you don't need me. You don't need me. Mm-hmm. If the alderman can get in the mayor's office with just Pat McGann, I can't help you. I can't help you to run for president. Mm-hmm. And Pat McGann really can't help Bobby Novak at all in this situation. This is ridiculous. Yeah. This is ridiculous. The fact that Jessica's like, could you go ask the man with all the money if he actually has money? Yeah. And Bobby goes, do you have money? He's like, yeah, of course I do. No, he doesn't. Stop it. Stop playing.
This is the best idea we have. The president is going to email me for money. Like the Girl Scouts. They're out there. They're making cookies. They're selling. They're going door to door.
Rob, we've talked about this. That is a scam too. Those girls do not make those cookies. They're not Keebler elves. Those cookies you can buy inside.
But at least the Girl Scouts aren't just emailing you. Hey, give us some money.
They're worse. They're going inside of the grocery store to buy the cookies to bring them out. charge you. You can buy those cookies year round.
Hey, that's like DoorDash.
Yeah.
That's at least a service. Like,
we're selling. Is it?
Yeah,
you're already at the grocery store. What are they doing for you? Like a personal shoppers. Listen, we did not come here to tear apart the Girl Scout money laundering. I think it might be. But what
I mean, let's get in the room. Like, talk about like, hey, Rob, donate to our campaign and then you can speed. All right, now we got something.
You're onto something. If I'm giving some money. Just like, let's say I give like $45 upfront. If I get a parking ticket for $20, boom, that's a debit that out of my account,
right?
Because I already paid. I donated that to you. You won. So at that point, you should prorate that. You know what I'm saying? Any donation that I've made should go toward my future crimes or, you know, whatever these are.
Something.
You know, I'm not saying I'm coming to. I should at least have to pay for my like registration or my license again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I feel like we contribute, but we don't get contributed to a lot of times. You know, we're giving, but when is it time for us to receive, Rob?
I don't know. But anyway, so Pearson's not even exploring any of those issues. That they're
no.
too busy with who's going to fund Bobby McGann.
Bobby Novak. Pat McGann.
Whatever. He's lucky I don't call him Bobby Goodsby.
Bobby Goodsby. The man's name, so the guy with all the money is Albert Chan. He's a 30-year-old billionaire who has basically told Pat McGann, you know, I know you made a deal with Jessica to give her 90 days until you tear down these apartments. That's over with. We're tearing them down in the next couple weeks, so get over it. And so now
we've only got four episodes left, so we gotta move. Tear down these apartments. We gotta move this story along.
We've only seen Albert Chan one time. And I mean, so this forces Jessica to expedite a bunch of stuff, right? So now her aunt and cousin have moved out. They live with her. But now also she's telling Bobby, like, hey, bruh, if Pat McGann can't keep the housing project up, what is he going to do for you? We got to find some new money. And that's why the episode is called The Donor. Because they got to go find somebody to give some money to basically... If they can give enough money to Bobby, then he doesn't have to be under the thumb of Pat McGann. He will be able to buy his own freedom.
Right. Okay. So enter Thomas Lauder, the donor, correct? I have that right?
Yeah. So there's Tommy and then there's Mr. Steiner. So Mr. Steiner is originally like he's somebody who they went to about being a donor and he shuts it down. He says, hey, your boy Bobby been in bed with Pat McGann, and that's a nasty man, and I refuse to help you with that one, right? So she's like, okay, can't use him. So when they go to Tom Lauder, they're like, Tom, you hate Pat McGann just as much as I do. Why don't you be the face of us taking him down? Because that guy sucks. And apparently Tom Lauder was friends with Tommy Deal, who we know is dead, and it's probably Pat McGann's fault.
Yep.
So although Bobby doesn't think it's Pat McGann's fault, he's fine letting Tom think that it is so that he can say, okay, well,
I think Bobby does think it was Pat McGann's fault.
He might, but he's leading Jessica to believe that he thinks he's innocent. So, yes. But I'm with you. Yeah. I think, or maybe Bobby.
Because Pat McGann is like, when he comes to his office, he's like, oh, so we're just not even going to talk about the Tommy Deal thing anymore? And he's like,
you shut up.
You
get out of my face.
Yeah. He's like, you want to go public with that. You'll bring mutually assured destruction. You'll tell everybody, right. You'll be snitching on yourself too. But then Jamel, right. At the end of the episode, when Bobby goes home, he's like, oh, Pat McGann dropped this off for you. This mixtape. Did he get dictaphoned? Did Bobby Novak get the ultimate
suit? The Lewis Litt special?
The Lewis Litt special? Did he just get the ultimate suits trope?
So here's why I think he didn't. Because in the year of our Lord, 2017 through 2024, there should not be a cassette tape of anything existing.
And then what's on the tape? Is it old tape?
It's got to be an old tape. I think it has information.
Is it the
about...
tape from Lewis's dictaphone?
No, because again, why does Lewis have a tape? I get it. First of all, the dictaphone. That fine. And when the show dropped in 2008, I'm sure it was topical. But now Pearson is in real time. Like this is a 2019 show. There's no reason why there should be a
Bobby should be like, oh, good. the incriminating evidence against me, luckily, is only on this tiny cassette tape that nobody can play in the year 2019. I'm safe.
Stop. Yeah, now look, there's probably copies, but he's right. There's nothing to play this thing on. You could not. If I handed you that tape right now, you, yeah, person who has a background in media, who has been doing this for the most of your adult life, could, yeah, not play that
if
tape.
If you gave me like, oh, you got to listen to this 8-track. Like, I what a, sorry.
That's it. It's a wrap.
Here.
The secrets the of the
files
universe
are right here on this Atari cartridge, Chappelle.
Right. Make it happen. Yeah. No, this is exactly what we're talking about with the.
It's right here on this floppy disk.
Mm-hmm. And you are screwed because where are you going to find something to play that? But yeah, so I think this is data about either something Daddy Novak has done or his
data
brother, Nick
about
DeMato.
The data.
Dada Novak. Yeah. Yes. His dad's name was like Peter or something like that. But yeah, if Big Novak. I think he did a lot of dirt when he was in the mayor's office, and this might be some of the evidence about that. Because I think the Tommy Deal thing would be incriminating to both Pat McGann and Bobby, but I think if he has data just on his dad, then he's able to use that, and he won't be having like that mutually assured destruction that he was talking about.
Yeah, okay. Should we talk about Carrie and Bobby?
I mean, long story short, this man is down bad for his side chick.
Oh, I think I say Carrie is down bad.
She's a side chick, so she's obviously down bad. But this man is down bad. See, here's the thing. Nobody is more loyal to anybody in the world than a married man and the side chick. He will cheat on his wife. He will never, ever cheat on his side chick. And he cannot handle if the wife cheat, if the side chick cheats on him. The side chick has to be as loyal to him as if his wife would be. Because this woman goes out and she has a date with one fellow. They had sex twice.
Twice.
She dumped said fellow. Bobby Novak was about to risk it all on the elevator. He was like, hold on now. Hold on now. Now you see here. Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've been kissing somebody else? Where's the loyalty? Mm-hmm. Like, sir, your sick wife is just coming home to you. They're like, can you help me administer my meds? And you're like, yeah. But you yelling at me because I'm not loyal? Also, Bobby, damn near every working elevator in the country has a camera on it. You're the mayor. If you don't get your leering ass off of your city attorney in broad effing daylight. Like, you stopped the elevator.
Yeah, that's a good point. Man,
he does not want to work in city government anymore, and he doesn't want to be married anymore. He needs to let this go. Because mm-hmm. if he did, he wouldn't be moving this sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing sometimes where, you know, like, he's self-sabotaging.
Yeah, because he wants out. It's like, he's not cheating on his wife. He's already left this relationship. She just doesn't know it. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you think somebody's cheating, but, you know, they left you high and dry. You're in the hospital bed and they're going off to be with their side chick. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah, that he does happen.
Yeah, he's inviting his side chick on a vacation to L.A. He's like, hey, you know, I got to go out there for a little conference or whatever. Why don't you buy you some nice and pull up? She's like,
he's about to go on his mayor tour.
Right. And she's like, Bobby, please. It would be so weird if I pulled up. Why would I? What will people say? He's like, maybe I don't care what they say. Mm-hmm. Just come on. I don't care what they say. It's not about them. It's about us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you the city attorney. It's not going to be weird. We'll find you something to do. You can do me. You know, like, it's nasty, Bobby. Bobby is out here selling dreams, whispering sweet nothings, and playing in this woman's face. Carrie, for the love of God, stand up.
What were they playing on the iPad? It looked like it was like Wordle, but that wasn't invented yet.
Was it not invented yet?
I don't think so.
Maybe they're playing Words with Friends. That's been out for a while. Yeah. Or we remember Fun Run. Remember that, Grandpa?
No, I don't. What was it, like Farmville?
Listen, Rob. Let me tell you, I've had some journeys with Farmville. When I was in college, listen, I used to plan my schedule around my patty pan squash. 16 hours? Say no more.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Chappelle, who gets the Gritty Award for this episode?
Jessica. Jessica gets the Gritty.
You know, well, Jessica was good with her with her cousin's kid. Cute kid. I liked when she said to the kid, you want coffee, ice cream?
Yeah, and the kid was like, what? And she's like, oh, do you want chocolate? The kid's like, yeah.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she knows what the kids want. Now, I like Jessica in this episode. There's a moment where she's talking to Yoli, and Yoli's like, you got family on the south side? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, girl, I thought you were. And Jessica's like, what, rich as shit? And she's like, yeah, girl, rich as shit. I thought you had money. She's like, I do, but, you know, damn, they don't want to take it from me. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the episode, her family does move in with her, and that's a good thing, because Jessica is loaded. Like, she can literally—
Oh, it's official? They're moved in?
Jeff Malone just gave them a key to the house, and she walked in there, and they were comfortable, I will say. So I don't know if they're not moved in, they're moving in currently. Yeah, they're transitioning into her home.
Like, what's the ownership situation on this condo? Is this like, because I kind of got the sense like this was Jeff Malone's place, and then Jessica was just staying there.
No, Jeff Malone is a kept man. Jessica has
so
been
Jessica
care of his
owns
man.
The condo in Chicago.
Yes. Yes, easily.
Well, what was Jeff Malone doing? He said he had his own place and he sold it when Jessica came?
No, he was probably living in an apartment or something like that. Jeff Malone is not Jessica levels of rich.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
He's not. She's a baddie. She's a boss. Like, that man is just there.
He's just there. Okay.
He's just Ken.
All right. So congratulations to just to update the count for the Gritty here this season. So Jessica.
Yeah, show me the numbers.
Jessica has 6. Mayor Novak has 0. Yoli has 0. Derek has 0. Pat McGann has 0. Nick has 0. Angela has 0. And I think that's it.
Yeah, Patty, if you're still listening to this podcast, please update the spreadsheet. It's been a while since we said that to you, but I mean, there's still things to do here. Suit yourself. Rob, did you catch when Pat McGann called Derek Obama?
Yes. That was not good, right?
That's literally what Bobby said. He said, well, that wasn't good. He said, Pat, that's not okay. I thought it was kind of funny, actually. Said, beat up Barack, get out of here. Derek's fine.
Yeah. All right. What's the Derek and Yoli love meter at?
What? I don't.
A scale of 1 to 10.
2.
2? They smooching by the end of the season?
Now you have to pull a lot of weight in the next 4 episodes, which we've seen done before. We've seen that done before. I'm not going to put it past them. Yeah, sure. We're going to get a kiss by the end of the season.
By the end of the season? Okay.
That's all. Just a pick.
All right. What about Kerry and the mayor?
Yeah, this is the madly, truly in love, the one true pair of the show. This is it. This is the one we should be rooting for. No, there's no way. Kerry, stand up. Please get out of this. You're probably the reason why this show got canceled. It's your fault.
Are we getting a flashback episode that features the murder of Tommy Diehl?
Got to, right? We have to finally see this thing go down the way it is. Mm-hmm. But a flashback episode with four episodes left in the season is ambitious.
I think that we'll probably have not a full flashback episode, but an episode where we are flashing back.
A little mixy matchy one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the old days.
Okay. Like the old days.
I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Not a ton of references here.
Were there any?
I don't think so. It's not a big reference show. Let's see. What's going on in the Facebook group? People do not seem to like Stephen Amell on Suits LA.
Yeah, I saw an article that was posted in the Facebook group by Dino Harris. Says mm-hmm. Suits apathy, how Suits LA already fails its spinoff with calamitous casting. And the people in the Facebook group seemingly agree. John Brown said, I really like Suits, but it got unwatchable after a few seasons. John Brown, do you know what we're doing here? Mm-hmm. And then Kate Yo Minata says, I hope they cut losses now and get rid of Stephen Amell. He's such a horrible actor, stiff, shallow, and stale. So it's not looking great for what would be the prospects of Suits Yourself in the future, because we're gonna cover Suits LA. Yeah, but at the same time, we want it to
be good. They could recast him if he's bad.
I don't ever have a huge problem with him, but I will say boring and stiff. That about sums it up. Mm-hmm. I think I've always said he could play a really good Batman. Not that, because, you know, Batman's not really a personality these days. He's more like just kind of dark and brooding. That's kind of his thing.
They're always looking for a new one.
Right. Rotate him in. But if he has to be like kind of like a Harvey or a Mike Ross type mm-hmm. in Suits LA, I don't know if it'll be believable.
Okay. All right. Then Jen in the Facebook group says, Robin Chappelle keeps saying Bobby's dad was the mayor. Is that right? I was totally under the impression he was powerful, but more of a union leader or Pat McGann kind of way. I couldn't find anything on the wiki other than everything mentions his working class roots. And then Jen says, I binged the series a month ago because it wasn't standing up to week by week viewings. So I could totally be misremembering. Also, the most direct statement about his dad occurred further in the series than the podcast has reached.
Unless you're talking about this episode. In this episode, they definitely mentioned his dad's name, and I can't even remember what his dad's real name was anymore.
Pete Novak.
Yeah, Pete. Was it Pete Novak? Yes. Okay. Well, okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So let me do a quick search and see if I can find Pete Novak Pearson.
Yeah, in this episode, they talked about, like, oh, those were the days, that the one time that somebody came and complained, Pete Novak fired them instantly. Mm-hmm. That was loyalty. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Let's see. Pete
Novak.
No, I'm not finding anything either. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I made it up. Maybe he was just a very affluent man. Okay. Who knows?
And then also, Chappelle, we got a note from Crystal to say, hey, are you going to be covering the movie Thanksgiving mm-hmm. on Netflix? Because it has Rick Hoffman.
Okay, so for the people who are listening to Suit Yourself who don't know this, Rob and I do have a podcast dedicated to Netflix shows and movies. It's called Nothing But Netflix, and Rob and I have been doing it for several years at this point. And we like to talk about what are the top trending shows and movies on Netflix. Most recently, we talked about the movie Players, which was number one or two.
I wish we would have talked about this instead of Players.
I don't even know if this was out yet. Mm-hmm. Instead of Players, I think it's like they dropped right as we were like recording. Like, it was like the day we were supposed to record this, we record Players, that dropped. So it's like the timing wasn't right. However, Rob, this week I know you and I were going to be like diverging some paths right here, because I know you mm-hmm. I was planning on talking about The Last Airbender on Nothing But Netflix, and you were going to take sit this one out. But what if we talked about Thanksgiving?
I don't think that Rick Hoffman is like the lead in this. I say we stick to the plan.
Okay, stick to the plan. Ha ha ha. Maybe I'll watch Thanksgiving and just report back if any cool Lewis things happening. How about that?
Well, let's let the associates check out Thanksgiving and let us know, because it looks like the Rick Hoffman is like the seventh lead here.
Yeah, and I heard this movie was cracked.
Cracked.
Yeah, it was wild. The cast, Patrick Dempsey, Addison Rae.
This is like up your alley. This is like Grey's Anatomy. Rick Hoffman.
Patrick Dempsey. No, and there are two people on here.
They
I
used
know.
To
yeah,
call him
true.
Mick Dreamy.
They did. They did. He does. Again, he hasn't been called that in a while. Gina Gershon is on here. That's fun. Let's see. Yeah, I'll check it out. Maybe the associates check it out. Let us know. But Rob, I think it's going to be crazy. And so it might be worth talking about maybe in a week or so.
Okay. All right. There you go. Chappelle, that's going to do it for Pearson. We'll come back next week. Only four episodes left.
Yeah. Four episodes left, and we don't know where we're going, but we know it's about to end, and there's not going to be a lot to speculate about because it's going to literally be the end of this story. So after this,
yeah.
I guess we got to either find out what we're going to do with this podcast feed until Suits LA, or we just, you know, we just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
All right. Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
Recapkickback.com is where you can find me doing all of my best work as outside of RHAP, obviously. So if you go to recapkickback.com, you can see me dropping podcasts. I just dropped our first podcast appearance ever. So if you've listened to this and you did not know where Rob and I started,
mm-hmm.
our first one-on-one podcast about the Enneagram was dropped on the
first
YouTube
of
page.
Many.
First of many. If you go to recapkickback.com, it should be on that page. But if not, go to the YouTube page, youtube.com/@recapkickback, and then click on the podcast with Chappelle breaking down the Enneagram with Rob Cesternino, and check it out. See how far Rob and I have come up until this point. It's a great time.
Okay. It's like a flashback episode.
It really is. It really is. That's why it made sense. It just works. And it's a great podcast too. And it's really where me and Rob really start to get to know each other. It's the humble beginnings and that led to 100 plus episodes of Suits, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There you go, everybody. We've got so much going on over on the mothership these days with Survivor and the Traitors. So hope you check us out over there. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.